Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And it's Mark Menard here. I know all of you have been giving me so much feedback. Thank you for the recent episodes that I did with Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, the world's number one motivational speaker who overcame being homeless in Detroit to literally changing lives across the world. That has been years in the making. We have the audio and the video episodes up there. His mom joined us for the special show. And I just want to let all of you know a couple of amazing updates. We've redone the entire Elevating Beyond studio, so that we're doing all in-person interviews now. People come to my studio. We have, as you've seen, guests from Dubai, from all over the world, and we're sitting down. We're doing the audio and on camera, and it's taken it to a whole other level. This has been so exciting. You've all been along with me during this entire journey from doing my first episode out of my car over 3 years ago to millions and millions of downloads later, as I'm here in the studio now. It just continues to show you, keep doing. Do what you can with what you have, and stop waiting for those perfect conditions to start, because they don't exist. Just continue to move forward that vision one day, one step at a time. And speaking of time, I'm going to be playing you guys something very special here. This has been, look, I have had the honor of now, I did two awesome keynotes just last month. One that was in Las Vegas. Oh, that was such a great time. And the other one right after that was in Orlando, Florida. And I'm continuing to book amazing events for 2019. So stay tuned. But I'm playing you a clip here live from Orlando when I talk about one of the parts from my keynotes. This is so important. It's the time myth. And I talk about the number one question, the problem that people usually bring up to me when I speak, when they write me about why they don't have the time to do whatever it is they want to do to elevate themselves. And I give you my answer. You're going to hear it here live, how to apply different strategies for different seasons in your life, and so much more. I dive into it. I'm going to just let it play. So everyone have a phenomenal day, phenomenal night, wherever you are across the world listening to this. Enjoy. And remember, as you hear this about time, I'm going to tell you this again. You'll hear it. I'm going to give you a little forward recap right now. I don't know what the word is for that, but you're going to want to remember this. To stop using "I don't have time" as an excuse, and to start saying, "I didn't make the time for that," whatever it may be, because it empowers you and holds you accountable to let you know that time is a choice. We have a choice to choose what we do with our time and what we focus on. So here we go, everyone. Enjoy.
Anytime I do an event or on my podcast, anytime I have questions, one of the number one things people get is they start sharing with me their amazing ideas, their dreams, what they want to do to advance in their career, the books they want to write. And it's all exciting. They have the other type of passion for a second, but then they kind of sinks to this lower energy and they're like, but you don't get it, Mark. I don't have the time. And they start going through the, and I sit there quietly because they don't know my whole story. They're like, I don't have the time like you do, because they assume that I have so much time for some reason. And they're like, I have kids. I have, and then at a certain point, I'm like, all right, that's enough. Listen, I have 5 kids. I have a company, Dreamshine. You saw that. We serve over 55 individuals with special needs, with very high medical needs also. I have over 20 people on my team. I speak. I was just speaking in Las Vegas last weekend, in between at Dreamshine, made sure that I had time for Halloween with my kids, with my family, prepped, got ready, came to this event. I'm here right now. I also have a podcast with guests that I have all over the world. And then they kind of shut up and they're like, okay, I guess I don't have any more excuses about time. And this is one of the most important things. If you say this, instead of saying, I don't have the time, say, I didn't make time for that. It kind of hurts to say it sometimes, but it holds you accountable because it's empowering you to know that you have a choice. Time is a mindset. I could get into the metaphysics, and actually a lot of you could probably break that down better than me about how time's circular and so many other things, but it really is, you have a choice, and there's different seasons of life where you need to make what I call different seasons of sacrifice. There's things that you can give up. It's called you need to give up to go up, but it's a season. It doesn't need to be forever. Different seasons require different strategies. So there may be a season in your life where you're going through a health issue and you need to make sure you, like Bill, other people, so many of you were talking about this, you need to focus on that. That becomes where you're putting a lot of your time. Of course that makes sense. That might not be the season to write that book. But you always have a choice and you need to give something up. When I wrote my book, The Story of You, I still had 5 kids. I couldn't be like, can you just take 3 of my kids while I write my book? Can someone take over my company for a little while? I got a book to write. It didn't work like that. So I had to figure out a way to make time. We just had our 5th child. His name's Little Gil that was born. Now, all of you here that have kids, how well do you sleep at night when you have a newborn? It's horrible. They keep you up 45 minutes, you'll sleep at a time. I chose for 8 months straight, I was gonna get up at 4:50 a.m. I know to you, Bill, that's sleeping in, but to me it wasn't. I was gonna get up at 4:50 a.m. for 8 months straight, Monday through Friday, and write my book. And I knew that that was gonna be a season. I knew that it wasn't gonna be like that forever, because I'm not gonna lie, I hated getting up at 4:50 in the morning. I was not jumping up, and it didn't become the new normal for me yet, Bill, where I was just like, boom, I'm awake. Yeah, I don't need an alarm anymore. But I continued to reconnect it, like I said before, about the passion to my why. And I realized by sharing the book, by writing a book, again, it wasn't about me. The whole purpose of the story of you, transforming adversity to adventure, taking your dreams to the next level and beyond, was to share that if this kid, I was thinking I had the image from jail, but we'll use our imaginations and pretend that mugshot's right there, that was in jail could do it and get to here, that all of you could go after whatever dream is in your heart. And every time I didn't want to get up, I'd reconnect it to that why. And there's different levels of your whys at different times in your life to match the season. And I don't know if some of you that were here saw my wife yesterday. She was here for a little while. It was pretty cool. Her name's Aiba. She's from Sierra Leone, West Africa. You may have noticed, if you did see her, that we aren't the same color skin. or you may have noticed that I'm not from Sierra Leone, West Africa. So people, there may be some people that have a problem with that. Some people may discriminate. Time doesn't give a damn. Time does not give a damn what your gender is, what your race is, what your ethnicity is, regardless of where you live in the world. We've heard it 1,000 times. We all have 24 hours in a day. It doesn't discriminate. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's always what you choose to do with it and what you want to choose to take away for a season or what you want to add for a season. But anything's possible. But please promise me that you'll tell yourself and stop saying, I don't have the time. Don't come and write me an email in 6 months from now and say, Mark, I love that talk, everything. I have a book I want to do. I have my kid, but I didn't have time to write it. Just be honest and say, I didn't make the time to write it. Because at least that lets you know you still have a choice. You are in control of your time. It's what you want to choose to give up momentarily for that season to adapt to do whatever it is you want to do. And always remind yourself, it's a season. Now on the other end of that, I had to work a lot. No, I got to work a lot of 90-hour weeks as I was opening up Dreamshine. My wife was working the overnight shift, as I told all of you, going back to then. But I knew it would be a season. And then after some years, we were able to go to her country, Sierra Leone, and I took a full 6 weeks off. Was off the grid, wasn't on my phone, wasn't on my email. Full 6 weeks, it was like a tropical paradise, some of the most beautiful oceans. That was another season.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.